Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Everyone a happy Sunday, and truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. We simply are grateful to God for all that He has done for us this week. His grace and mercy truly has kept us from last Sunday to this Sunday, and we say to God be the glory for the great things that He has done and that He is continuing to do in all of our lives. Truly, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I don't think any of us would know where we would be. But we say to God be the glory, and we say that God is truly, truly awesome God, and that He's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. Amen. And so we give Him the praise today that He so richly deserves. Amen. We're going to ask God and welcome Him into our service this morning with our invocation. Psalm 24 is our invocation. If you don't remember it, amen, you can read it for yourself, amen. And we used to do this in the beginning of our ministry. We all say together verses 7 through 10, but we're going to read them all together. And if you want to say verses 7 through 10, or you want to say all 10 of them, that's fine, amen. So let us go to Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence before him. I want to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for another beautiful Sunday. We thank you, Father, truly your grace and mercy has brought us through the week. We thank you because you have been faithful unto us. We thank you because of your loving kindness. We are able to come together and to worship and to praise you. We are so grateful this morning that you touched us, O God, with an eye of pity and compassion. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that as you look on every heart this morning, Father, oh God, if you see anything that's not pleasing, Father, I pray that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us this morning, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would fill us with more and more of your love and more of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, I pray that you would give us a humbleness of spirit and mind. Oh God, that you would draw us near to your cross. And Father God, I pray this day, Father, that through the preached word, Father God, through the prayers and the praise, that your people will be encouraged, oh God. Father God, we thank you for mercy and grace that you've given us this week. We thank you for the hands of protection that you kept us. You brought us through, Father God, in spite of what it looked like or what it might seem like. You still was a faithful God. So we say hallelujah to you this morning. Songwriter said, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. We thank you, Father, because you are the creator of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father, that no man can do the things that you do. We thank you, Father, because of your love, Father God. We have one more opportunity to get it right. And we thank you, hallelujah, to your name this morning. We come with grateful hearts and thanksgiving hearts. And Father God, I pray through the power of your Holy Spirit, oh yes, God, Lord, that you would just come in and suffer with us a little while. Father God, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to touch every heart, oh God. And Father God, Lord, as you minister to each and every heart, oh God, I pray, Father God, that your people will be strengthened, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that whatever is said and done this day, that your name would get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I pray for your man servant today, oh God. I pray that you strengthen Pastor Kason. Father God, that you will build him up where he's torn down. Oh, Father God, as he prepared to break the word of life to us today, open our hearts and open our ears, but most of all, remove the scales from our eyes spiritually that we might be able to understand, be able to see you and to know you better, oh God. Father God, I pray through the preached word that salvation would come, oh God. Peace will come, oh God. Deliverance will come, oh God. We will have a better and a personal relationship with you, oh God. Father God, I pray that salvation will come to someone, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray, Father God, for First Lady Kason, I pray that you continue to be her help. Continue to be her strength today. Oh God, I pray for each and every member of the Heart of God. You know what they stand in the need of, Father. I pray this morning that you will meet their needs. And not only the Heart of God, but every person, oh God, is tuned in to you today, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will answer their prayers according to your riches and glory through your darling son, Christ Jesus. And Father God, I pray for your church throughout this land, Father God, that you will strengthen your pastors, strengthen your ministers, strengthen your servant leaders, oh God. Help them to do your will. And Father God, the ones that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross. And then, Father God, I pray for those that are sick and afflicted this morning, those that are in hospitals, those that are in nursing homes, and those that are convalescing at home. I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to look on Dick and Anita Bryce. Continue to look on Mom and Papa Richardson. Continue to look on Sister Rebecca Griffin. Continue to look on Sister Jewel Stevens. Remember Trustee Randolph. I pray, Father God, for each and every member of the Heart of God. You know, Father God, every deacon, every trustee, Father God, every servant leader that you have called to be of service to you today, I pray that you will touch them, that you will meet their needs. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being our Jehovah Nissi. We thank you for being our Jehovah Shalom. Most of all, we thank you for just being our peace. We thank you for being our most powerful Savior, because you are the only one. We thank you for being that door to grace and mercy this morning. We thank you and we love you. We give you glory. And we ask that whatever is said this day, Father, that you will get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Help us to decrease, O God, that you might increase, and that your glory might be seen of all men. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for leading us in prayer this morning. Nothing like a little talk with Jesus to make it all right. Amen. There's a song this morning in our hymn number 325 that we want to sing this morning. It's entitled, "We'll Understand It Better By and By." And it was a song that the congregational hymn that we would sing in church. Amen. It will give us encouragement, because a lot of times during the week you run into things that happen and situations and circumstances that go on, and you understand, you're like, I don't understand why we have to go through this. I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why this has happened. I'm trying to do this and trying to do this, trying to get the kids to school, trying to do what I'm supposed to do at work, trying to care of this, take care of the neighbors, take care of family and friends. And sometimes it seems like the more I try to do it and the more I try to do what's right, sometimes it seems like it just didn't turn out right. Somebody ought to say amen. during the week, as the people would come into the church and they would greet each other and they would smile and they would give their niceties, amen, we began to sing this song, amen, and it would minister to our spirits, amen, because a lot of times you would smile and you would give your niceties, amen, but in the midst of your smiles and your niceties, amen, you were still going through. Come on, somebody, amen. But somewhere along the line, you sing a spiritual hymn, amen, and it would help lift your spirits and help you to make it through whatever you're going through. And so the first verse says, "We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests often succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by." And the old deacon used to throw his head back, and the choir used to sing, and the preacher used to sing, "By and by, when the morning comes, and all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by." So let us sing in the old time way, amen. I know that word is gathered, but we would say gathered in the old traditional Baptist church. Amen. When you get to that word, don't say gather, just say gather it. Amen. And we'll know what you're talking about by and by. Number 325. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests often succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Let's sing that again. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Verse 2. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want to shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Let's go to verse 4. Temptations often takes us unawares. Often hearts and made to bleed for many thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand better by and by. Come on, sing, y'all. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. One more time. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Singing by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome. it better, and we'll understand it better by and by. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you ever understand better by and by, if you ever talk to the Lord, amen, and sooner rather than later, amen, the Lord lets you know that he was right there working it out on your behalf. If you ever had a situation, amen, and you had to wait on the Lord, amen, but sooner rather than later, the Lord worked it out, and you understood, amen, better by and by. When the morning comes, come on now, we'll understand it better by and by. We thank God, amen, for the songs of the old school, amen. And you would look over there and see that young man, or you would see that young woman, amen, or you'd see that old man or that old woman, and you see the whole folks that have gone through some things, amen, and you see that as they made it to church, amen, that God had brought them through. See, I found out, good God Almighty, amen, that trials and tribulation just aren't for the old, but it's for the young, amen. But when you put your trust in the Lord, amen, when you're trusting in God, amen, whether you're young or whether you're old, amen, that God will bring you through that thing. Somebody say, I know that's right. Somebody said, I know God will, amen, bring me through, and I'll understand it better by and by. And as the church would get together and start clapping their hands, somebody would slip their hands up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Somebody would slip their hand up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Somebody would put their hands together and say, thank you, God, for bringing me through. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be able to make it one more time, to be able to say that God is on my side, to be able to say God is the one that kept me, and I understand it better. Come on now, by and by. Yeah, that's how folk used to carry on in the church, amen. Yeah, still going through some things, just been through some things, amen. And knowing, amen, that the God that you serve, amen, the God that you serve, amen, will allow you to be able to go through and make you through and allow you to be able to understand it better. Come on now, by my Lord, by my Lord, and by, amen. Aren't you glad today? Amen, that you've been hung, and now you might be old, amen, but you never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And when you look back over your life and you think things over, you can truly say that you've been blessed, and not only blessed, but you have a testimony that you've been through some things, but you understand it better by and by. My. The Lord has been good. And he is greatly to be praised. Amen. He is greatly to be praised. I don't know you, but about you. Amen. But I get excited about thinking about the church and how the church has overcome and how the church has been blessed by God. Amen. To make it through one thing after another thing, after another thing, after a trial, after a tribulation, after a storm in their life, in the life of the church. But, oh, God is not slack concerning his word. Amen. God will take care of his children. Amen. God will take care of his children. We'll understand it better by and by. We're going to go, amen, and give our worshipers a chance, amen, to say good morning this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady, and the Heart of God Baptist Church, and to everyone that's listening on this morning. Truly this morning, I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his love, his peace, and his goodness. I thank him this morning for his healing hands. I thank God this morning for being my rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storms in life. I thank God this morning for just giving me the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in him. But truly, life is full of ups and downs. It's full of highs and lows. But it's okay not to be okay. And we live in this human flesh. And I was lying down in the bed the other day, and I began to weep before the Lord because I was so overwhelmed with the cares of life. But those tears that I was crying and releasing, it was a release mechanism for me. But through it all, God is a promise keeper. And I thank God for keeping my family, for keeping my church family, for keeping my pastor and first lady, and for keeping their family. Because truly, God is truly amazing. And on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And so I just thank God today for the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do in my life and in the life of my family and my church family. And I just praise God this morning because no matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like, God is still in control and he is still God. And so I'm sending my love and my prayers to everyone today. Peace and blessings to everyone. Stay safe and have a wonderful day and a wonderful week on purpose. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper at last, 4 digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, First Lady Kayson and the Heart of God Baptist Church. I praise God this morning. Praise God for Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit. I praise God because truly he's been mighty good unto me. And I thank God. God has just been so good. And I thank him for his strength and his power, because truly this has been a trying month for me. And I, too, the other night had tears of weeping and moaning, and I was laying in the bed. And I said, Lord, just turn these tears into praise. And Pastor, the sermons that you have preached has just been such an inspiration. And I thought about Paul and Silas, the prayer and the praise and the power. Midnight. We all have midnights. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
We all go through something. We all have midnights. But when we begin to praise God and begin to trust God and just keep confirming, we have to encourage ourselves. We have to take that word that God has put inside of us and encourage ourselves and say that we're not going to turn back. We're going to keep holding on to God's unchanging name because God is able. And I know that God is able. I know that God loves me. And sometimes we got to speak that word to our own self, not wait for somebody else to encourage us, but encourage our own self with the word and pray with the strength that God has given us. And sometimes the prayers don't have to be long prayers, but just say, Lord, help me because I need you. I'm weak right now. And God will answer you. He will come to your rescue. And I just praise God because truly he has proved himself over and over and over and over again with his power, with his strength, and what he can do, and just how much he loves us. That's the thing. God loves us with an everlasting love, and so I praise him this morning for his strength, because I would not be on this line this morning if it wasn't for God's strength and the power of his Holy Spirit. And so I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for my son who just stands by me all the time, and his wife and my grandchildren. I praise God for my family and for my church family. And Pastor, I love you. I pray that God will continue to keep you strong in the word so that you can continue to strengthen us as we go through. Even though we're not there in person, we are still being fed. And I thank God for that because truly we need it. We are in trying times now. It's danger on every hand. It's trials and tribulation on every hand. But be of good cheer, Jesus told us. He has overcome the world.
Yeah.
He gave us his peace, and we have the peace of Jesus. So I praise him this morning because truly he has been my Lord and my Savior, and he will continue to be my Lord and my Savior. And even through the weak moments, it's okay, church. It's okay if we moan sometimes. It's okay if we cry out to the Lord and let him know that we are hurting sometimes. But God will be our strength, and he will be our company keeper. So I give him all the glory, hallelujah, to his name.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning. 7971, good morning. All right, we're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kayson. And good morning to the First Lady and the Heart of God Baptist Church family. I just want to say that it is just so good to be here. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he has brought us this far, especially me. I've been missing for a couple of Sundays, but God is good. God is good. I put all my trust in the Lord, and I just thank him so much for allowing me to be here this Sunday. And just to know, you know, you have to put all of your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord and know that he is going to bring you through. For this is such a wicked world, and all we can do is trust the Lord, trust the Lord. To God be all the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Glory be to God for the great things he has done and what he will continue to do in everyone's life. I just thank the Lord for bringing me through this week and watching over me and keeping me safe. And I thank the Lord for all of those who I have heard testimony thus far. God is so good that even when we don't know it, he is still taking care of us. And sometimes we can just think on something, and God can make it come to pass. And so we serve a good God. We serve a great God. And I just thank the Lord for all of his love and kindness. I thank the Lord for Heart of God Baptist Church, for all of your prayers that you're sending up. And we're still here because the blessings are coming down. And thank the God, thank the Lord. And I pray that everyone has a blessed week. Be safe. I love you. And I'm sending out my hugs and my kisses to everyone. And I just, you know, want everyone to be blessed and highly favored. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing this day. Letting us see a daylight shine in your eyes and give you a second chance to stay on the right track and follow your footsteps and listen to your words that you pray on every morning. Get down on your knees and say, thank you, Jesus, that you gave me a second chance to look at the sunshine in your eyes. In the air and our nose, I said, thank you, Father, for being so good that you have brought me a mighty long way. And we thank you and praise your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go back to 7971. 7971, you're on. Good morning.
Reverend Sykes and Reverend Lindsay, we all was probably on our knees at the same time, because when we as Christians focus continuously on Christ, God naturally has present and give good results. He knows his children. He knows what we need. And for this week, for some reason, like we said, whether it's a small prayer or a large prayer, he's there to do what he says he's going to do. He is a promise keeper. And I have been so, so, so devoted to my Heavenly Father and penetrating and praying and asking God to honor us all that have given our best down through the years, because he has delivered.
Amen.
The morning I woke up and I looked at my sister's feet and they were normal. I could see the bones.
Hallelujah.
No fluids, no swelling, no nothing. God has provided everything he said he would do for us. And I know for without a shadow of a doubt that he heard the prayer warriors gathering, just on set, gathering together, because we're going to be in that number one day. We're going to be in that number. God is a good God, and God knows he honors our prayers. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Everything we have needed, thy hand has provided. Everything. Everything. And this is a fact. In the court of law, a matter of fact means something. And to God be the glory. Because he means everything to me and all of us. We're on one accord. Every day. Not one day. And come back and pick him up another day. And then for you to pick this song, I don't know about anybody else, but I vividly remember this song as a little girl. And that second verse, and I'm going to read it because we need to know that when these words were written years ago, and I'm 80 years old, and here it is staring us in our face. Because, listen to this, we are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to his word. We will understand it better by and by. This morning in America, in the whole world, what's going on? Still going on. God's word never changes. We have that to lean and depend on and have that assurance that his word is true. And like I wrote to First Lady this morning, I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. We appreciate every human being on this line this morning because you're dear to us and you're dear to God. And he knows it. He said he would give you the desires of your heart. All you got to do is live the life of Christ and ask in his name. We are living testimonies that we have a history with God and he has delivered thing that he said he would do for you. You don't have to question it. You don't have to think about it. You know it for a matter of fact. I'm going to get off here. I can talk all morning, but I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, everybody. And God bless you all. And God gives all of the glory this morning. Come on, Becky.
Good morning, everybody.
This is Becky.
My sister. She has a hearing problem. She tells me I don't speak loud. She got the problem. I don't. So she always tells me, speak up, Becky. I said, I speak just like everybody else. You got the problem. I don't.
So, thank you, Jesus.
And then she throws my off. So, anyway, I just thank God for everything that he has done for me, and I thank everyone for their prayers and giving me the strength to hold on, because this last surgery was really... was very difficult surgery, but I made it through. God pulled me through.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. And you all keep on praying for me, and I'll keep holding on to his unchanging hand, because I know if I keep the faith that everything will continue to be all right. So just pray for me and give me the strength to carry on. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you, Pastor, First Lady. God bless everybody who's on the line this morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank you all for all of your prayers. I thank you for all of your other concerns. I really know and believe that God answers prayer. He's answering all of our prayers. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. So I'm going to continue to stay lifted up in prayer, do what God says, and believe that he will do what he says he will do, because he does. He really, really does. And we know that he is on time. And I'm going to continue to praise and thank the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, Lord, Holy, Heavenly Faith. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You all have a blessed day and safe week. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice. I'm just glad to be on the line this week, and I just pray that everybody continues to stay safe during the week, and I look forward to hearing from you all next week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, God is good and greatly to be praised. Thank you all for your praise reports, your testimonies, and your continued prayer and your continued steadfastness in the Lord. Truly, it's a blessing to be able, amen, to come together on one accord in prayer and trust in the Lord, and know that God, amen, specializes in things that we call impossible, amen. And that he can do anything but fail. And so we thank him for how he has continued to bless us, how he's continued to keep us in spite of all the odds, amen, in spite of all the ups and downs. Thank God for your continued steadfastness in the Lord. Those that are tuning in by whatever means you tune in, we say to God be the glory for your faithfulness as well, amen. And we just want to continue the trust in the Lord. Those that know the words of prayer, continue to pray the words of prayer. Amen. Because God is a prayer answering God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. We know, amen, that as we go to the Lord in prayer, amen, that God, amen, knows our hearts. And even when we don't know what to say or the words don't come out, amen, God has given us a spirit that makes intercessions for us with moanings and groanings that we can't hear. And so we thank God, amen, that he knows what you stand in the need of right now. Isn't that awesome about God, that even when you can't articulate what you're going through, amen, when you turn your heart to God, God's Holy Spirit will pray for us, amen, and let God know, amen, what's going on, what's troubling us, what we're thankful for, what we're standing in the need of. And so we thank God, amen, for the avenue of prayer. But pray for our country, pray for our president and vice president, pray for our congressmen and women and senators, Pray for our first line workers and first responders and our men and women in uniform. Pray for all of our children that are going back to school and getting ready to go back to school, and those that are in school. Pray for the teachers and the bus drivers and all of our government, local and state government officials. Pray much for them. We know it's a tough time, amen, to be during this global pandemic. But the God that we serve, amen, is able to keep us, amen. We know without a shadow of a doubt. Pray much for our former county executive, Sharon Baker of the Prince George's County, amen. His wife, sister passed, amen. She had a long battle with Alzheimer's disease, 61 years old, amen. Continue to pray for all of our members, amen, near and far, amen. We know that God is blessing them, keeping them, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, God has no boundaries, he has no limits of what he can do and where he can go, in the hospital or at home or wherever we may be. We know God, amen, is able, amen. So continue to pray and continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. So I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Father, we come this morning thanking you for another opportunity to worship and to praise your name. You, O God, alone are worthy of all the praise and honor and the glory. We thank you for your unfailing love for us, God. When nothing else could help, love lifted us. Thank you for the new mercies of this morning. Thank you, Father, that morning by morning, new mercies we see. And all that we have need of, God, your hand have graciously provided for us. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in this worship service on today. Thank you for the angels that kept watch over us all through the night. You are a never-changing God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how great thou art. We love you with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And we need you, God, to run this race in life. Father, draw us closer to you as we daily walk close to thee. Give us, O God, more of your divine wisdom and revelation knowledge of your word to direct our steps, Father God. Give us strength to put on your whole armor daily on this battlefield to help us through this journey in life. And Father, thank you for being a promise keeper. And we praise your name on today because you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. So thank you, God, for allowing us to be chosen vessels to be used in kingdom building. Thank you for being a miracle-working God. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God. And Father, we come this morning confessing that we have many shortcomings, and we ask for forgiveness for anything that we may have said or done that was in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction. Create clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us. And Father, we come this morning with many requests that we have, Father God. But we know that you can and that you will meet every need. So whatever the need might be this morning, Father, whether it's healing physically, mentally, financially, or emotionally, or spiritually, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will grant it right now. You are the master healer. And so, Father, on this morning, I decree and declare healing upon your people today, Father. Strengthen your people and give us clarity of mind. We pray, oh God, this morning. We pray for those with heavy hearts, God. There are many that have heavy hearts this morning, Father. And there are those who are bereaved this morning, Father. And so, Father, we pray for them this morning. We pray for all families this morning. We pray for all of our communities this morning, God. We pray for all of our churches and our pastors and those that are in leadership, Father. We pray for this nation and the leaders of this nation, Father. We pray, oh God, this morning for those with all manner of diseases, Father. We pray for our elderly this morning and all of our children, all of our youth, and all of our parents and guardians. And we pray this morning for our teachers this morning, Father God.
Yeah.
We pray, oh God, this morning, Father, for those that are still frontline workers that are still working, oh God, on the front lines, oh God, of this COVID-19 and these variants, Father God. We pray that you would give them the strength, oh God, that they need, Father God, to endure, Father God. Oh God, we thank you this morning and we praise your name, Father. We pray for those in hospitals and those in nursing homes, those that are convalescing at home. We pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Kason and First Lady Kason, Father God. Gird them up on every leaning side and prop them up where they're weak. Build them up, God, where they feel they are torn down, and strengthen them in every area of their lives, oh God, that they need to be strengthened in, Father God. And strengthen their family, Father God, in its entirety, Father God. And, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, continuing to pray for those, Father God, in our church family that are going through medical challenges in their lives this morning, Father God. Sometimes up and sometimes down. But, God, through it all, Father God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think of you, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for your healing hands on this morning that have touched the lives of our church family and others, Father God. Lord, you just keep on proving yourself to us, Father God. My. God, you just keep on proving yourself to us how great thou art, Father. You are an amazing and a gracious God, Father God. Down in my soul, God, this morning, I cry holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And God, I bless your name and I praise your name on this morning. Thank you for inclining your ears unto our petitions this morning. We love you, God. We adore you, Father, and we thank you, Father. And after all, God, all the things that we've been through, Father, we still have joy because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today, Father. And so we thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name on this day, Father God. And we ask, God, that all of these petitions, Father God, that all of these petitions that we are giving unto you on today, that we're leaving at the foot of your altar today, God, we asking, Father God, that you will move and that you will move in a supernatural way today, Father God.
Yes,
and we ask,
Lord,
all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much, amen. And that's what we have to do, church. We have to continue to pray, amen, continue to pray. Prayer has no boundaries, and because our Father is omnipresent, amen. And not only is he omnipresent, he's omniscient, amen. He knows everything, amen. And not only does he... He's the omnipresent, not only the omniscient that knows everything, but he's omnipotent. I mean, he's all powerful. So when we pray, we're praying to a God that's everywhere at the same time, that knows everything at the same time, and has all power at all times. And so because we serve and our Father is omniscient, because he is omnipresent, because he's omnipotent, amen, we know when we have situations and circumstances, who to go to. Come on now. We can go to the Lord, amen, our God, and know that he has the ability and the power, the knowledge and the presence to be able to work it out, amen. So wherever you may be, whatever situation you might be going through, amen, take it to the Lord and pray. Watch him work it out. Watch him turn that situation around We say to God be the glory. Thank you, Reverend Sykes, for that fervent prayer. Amen. We are grateful to God, amen, for what he's doing in all of our lives. We're going to go to the Word today, a Word of God, very familiar passage of Scripture that we want to read and to go over. That will help give us some strength, give us some encouragement to make it through the week. Amen. And it's in the book of Genesis, chapter 22. And we'll go through majority of this chapter, but we want to read the first first few verses, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll say what thus said the Lord. Amen. Genesis 22, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take thou thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. In verse 3 it says, And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And for a few moments, we'd like to speak from the subject, after while, after while. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, we will receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a song, a little melody of songs that we sing in preparation for delivery on the word or meditation before we get into the word. And it just simply says, there's none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none, there is none, there is none like you.
That is what I long to
Almighty God, that is what I'll do. And there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Thank you, God. We thank God that there is none like God. There is no other name but the name of Jesus, and that's who we worship. And so we thank God today for allowing us to be prepared for worship and to give him honor and to give him glory this morning. And so as we read this 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, we see that Abraham has gotten to a point where God has allowed him to be able to allow his spiritual eyesight to catch up with his physical eyesight. And so God allowed Abraham to exhibit faith when he first called him early on, where God told him to come out from among his people and that God would show him a place, amen, that he should go and that he would make him a father of many nations. But we, just like Abraham, amen, and Abraham just like us, amen, because we are human from time to time, we lose our way because our spiritual eyesight, amen, is not always 20/20 like our physical eyesight, amen. And like our physical eyesight, from time to time, we need to have our eyes examined. We need to get things that will enhance our vision, physical eyesight, that we might see clearly, amen, the things that are around us. And so Abraham, as he went through this journey with God, where God proved to him, amen, that he would make him a father of many nations, even though he and his wife Sarah were old in age, amen, that God, amen, after a while, amen, would prove every word of God is true, amen. And so he would have to fine-tune Abraham's spiritual eyesight to the point where when things in his physical eyesight, amen, did not look like, amen, God was around, or that the word of God was true, amen, that as he went through these tests, as he went through these trials and tribulations, his spiritual eyesight began to get stronger, amen. So much so that as he recognized the errors of his ways, as he recognized his shortcomings, as he recognized his coming up short, amen, because he relied too much on his physical eyesight, amen, that he would have to turn to his spiritual eyesight in order to accomplish and to reap the benefits that God would have him to reap. In other words, that he would be walking in the will of God spiritually instead of the will of himself and man, amen, in his physical realm, amen. And so that's what God wants us all to grow to, mature to, that our spiritual eyesight, amen, would help us to walk in the will of God, that when we're walking in the will of God by trusting and having faith in God, amen, that we can experience the blessings of God, that we can experience the promises of God, that we would learn to wait on God and trust God to work things out, amen, for our good, in spite of the things that we see with our physical eyes, amen. And so Genesis picks up in chapter 22, and it says in that first verse 1, it says, and it came to pass. In other words, it took a while. It took some time for Abraham to get to this place. And I don't know about you, amen, but my faith hasn't always been as strong as it needed to be, amen. And through the matriculation with God, the ups and downs with the Father, amen, through the test and through the trials and through the storms, amen, my faith, amen, and your faith begins to get stronger, amen. But sometimes it takes a while, amen. Sometimes it takes longer for others than for some, and some for others, amen. It takes a while, and some things you might be stronger at, and I might be stronger at. It might take me some time to get to the point on this situation. It might take me a while, and it might take you a while to get to the point, amen, on another situation. But after a while, come on now, sooner or later, amen, when your spiritual eyes has been anointed, and someone said earlier, the scales have fallen from your eyes, and you can see with 20/20 vision, amen, the spiritual things of God, amen. What happens is, amen, you begin to keep the spiritual lenses of God on, amen, that help you to focus, amen, if you will, amen, the physical eyesight, amen. It's almost like having a pair of glasses or a pair of shades on, amen, that when your physical eyes, amen, are not adequate enough to bear the glare of the sun or to bear, amen, the harshness of the environment, when you put on the spiritual spectacles or the spiritual shades, and some folk have glasses now that turn when automatically, that you don't have to put any shades on, but when you begin to start seeing spiritually, it's almost like that automatic lens, amen, that even though you're seeing things in your physical eyesight that would give you trouble, that would give you pause, that would give you concern, amen, after a while, amen, the spiritual lens will turn, amen, and you'll be able to see spiritually, amen, that even though it might look bad in my natural eyes, even though it might feel uncomfortable in my natural state, when I begin to start seeing with my spiritual eyesight, amen, after a while, amen, I'll be able to walk in the will of God. I'll be able to experience the things that God would want me to experience. I will begin to experience the spiritual blessings, amen, that God would allow me to experience when I'm walking in his will. And so in the beginning of chapter 22, we see that it came to pass. In other words, Abraham had matured to the point, amen, in his faith, and that he no longer, amen, would have to lie about his wife being his sister, and he would no longer have to run around doubting God about him becoming a father of many nations, that he and his wife would no longer have to worry about doubting God and bringing in a concubine by the name of Hagar into their relationship, and birthing Ishmael, and having to have these altercations where Sarah had to tell Abraham to get rid of or allow Hagar and Ishmael to go out from among their family, to a point, amen, and after a while they understood, amen, that they wouldn't have to go through the drama because of their physical eyesight, because of their physical doubting of God, their physical shortcomings, their physical unfaithfulness to God. They got to a point, amen, that when the old man, come on now, got with his mature wife, amen, and in the midst of all the laughing and all of the doubt, amen, that some kind of way, come on now, the old man and the mature woman, amen, were able to bear a son, and God was true to his word, that after a while, that even in his old age and even in her old age, we're talking about Abraham and Sarah, aware that even in their old age, after a while, amen, God showed up on the scene and they were able to experience the blessings of God, because God is the one that's omnipotent. God is the one that's omniscient. That God is the one that is omnipresent. And even when your situation seems like it's barren, even when your situation seems like you're too old, even when your situation seems like you don't have what it takes to be able to make it, God will come in and let you know that there's no situation that is impossible with him, and that God is not slack concerning his word. And if God promises, amen, that you will realize after a while that God is a promise keeper. I'm going to say that again, that God after a while will prove to you, amen, that he is a promise keeper. And so Abraham experienced the birth of Isaac after being barren, after the calamity of Hagar, after the issues with the strangers that they were dwelling with, and lying and trying to keep them from realizing that she was his wife, and all the drama that he had gone through, the initial moment of his salvation did not, amen, keep his eyesight in the vision of being spiritual. And so God had to over and over test him and try him, amen, that his spiritual vision would begin to supersede his natural vision. And he had gotten to a point now that after a while his spiritual vision was able to succeed, supersede his natural vision. And so God put Abraham to one more test. Amen. And it always seems like, my brothers and sisters, as soon as we pass one test, there's always one more test. And after a while, what will happen is, amen, after you've been through some testing, and we heard the testimony of the saints this morning that there's been some testing that has gone on in your life. There's been some testing. There's been some trials. There's been some physical challenges in your life. But I've come to realize, amen, that as long as you have God on your side, amen, he'll allow you, amen, to go through some tests and some trials and some tribulations, just so you can see that he's the one. Somebody ought to slip their hands up and say, I know that's right, Brother Pastor, I know that's right, that he would allow you to go through some testing, some trials, and some tribulations to show and prove to you, amen, that he is the I am that I am, that he is the omniscient, that he is the omnipresent, that he is the omnipotent God, that he is the great Father that we claim him to be. And he'll show you, amen, that your limitation in the natural, amen, does not limit him in the spiritual. And when it comes to things that we call impossible, that's when God specializes. That's when God will step in. Somebody said, after a while, God will show himself mighty. After a while, God will turn your situation around. After a while, when it's all said and done, God will bring it to pass. So you see Abraham in his mature state with his boy Isaac, and God, amen, coming to him and say, I want you to get up and take your son, Isaac, and I want you to take him up on a mountain that I tell you where it's going to be. In other words, God said, I got one more trial, and I got one more spiritual battle for you to fight. And when you get to a place where you're in the army of the Lord, you know that there's always going to be one more battle to fight. But how many of you know that the Lord will fight your battle? Come on now. And when the Lord will fight your battle, come on now. You don't have no problem. You don't have a problem getting up and doing what thus said the Lord. Somebody said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Somebody said, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, says the Lord. And when you begin to start understanding God for who he is in the spirit realm, you can face some physical things and you can face some physical challenges. But after a while, you know that God's going to take care of those physical things, those physical challenges. You understand that God would strengthen you on the inner man, that you can see spiritually, even though you're going through physically. I'm going to say that again, that after a while, God will strengthen you spiritually, that you can, even though you're going through things physically, that God will allow you to spiritually see, amen, that he'll be able to bring you through. And when you understand that, amen, you have the ability to wait on God. You have the ability to not get in a hurry. You have the ability to be patient with the Lord. You have the ability to be able to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because spiritually you've been matured to be able to understand that the things that we see are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So as we read down through the rest of this chapter, in verse 3 it says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men and with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And verse 4 says, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. In other words, Abraham had a vision, a spiritual vision, because of his maturity in God, that even though he had some wood, and even though he had the fire, that he understood, amen, that God, amen, would provide the sacrifice. Come on now. And see, when you have part of the story, and when you have certain things that you see physically, like the fire and like the wood, amen, but you don't have the sacrifice. In order to complete the sacrifice, you had to have the fire, you had to have the wood, and you had to have the animal for the burnt offering. And sometimes that's the way it is for us. We have a part of the vision, amen. We have a part of the understanding. We have the physical sight. We have the physical feeling, amen. But we don't have the spiritual assurance, amen, that God is going to work it out. So Abraham had got to the place where he was okay, amen, with having the physical assurance and the physical feeling, because he had spiritual eyesight to know, amen, that God, amen, was going to be able to provide the burnt offering, that God was going to be able to provide the final piece to the story. And see, the thing with us, amen, is when we can't see the whole story, we turn to worrying, we turn to anxiety, we weren't turned to doubting and trusting in man. But when you get to a place, amen, where you can trust God for the final peace, when you can trust God that he would spiritually provide, amen, the thing, amen, that we need, the thing that will calm us, the thing that will provide for us, when we begin to see that after a while, amen, after I've waited on the Lord, amen, that God will provide. And so here Abraham is on verse 6, he said, and Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham and his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham knew that he was going to go up on that mountain, knew that he was going to take the fire. He knew he was going to take the wood. He knew he was going to take his son. But he knew that they was going to come back down the mountain. So he had spiritual eyesight to understand, amen, that even if God did not provide a ram, even if he was required to sacrifice his son, his only son, amen, his spiritual eyesight saw that his son, even though he would be sacrificed, even though he would be slain, that God would allow him to be resurrected, amen, that God would allow him to come back to life after the sacrifice, that God would allow him to have breath in his body again, that God would allow him to get back up, that God would allow them, amen, to go back down the mountain, amen, whole again. See, that's the spiritual eyesight that Abraham had matured to. He understood, amen, that in his natural sight and in his natural state and in his natural emotions, amen, that if he killed Isaac as a sacrifice, that naturally he would stay dead, and the son that God promised him would not be able to come alive again. But before Abraham went up the mountain, he told the two men, he said, me and the lad, we're going to go up, we're going to sacrifice, and we're going to come back down. In other words, Abraham's spiritual sight, amen, that came after a while, understood, amen, that this was another test, and that he would wait on God to provide the sacrifice. And even if God wanted him to slay his son, his only son, that God had the ability, God had the power, because God is omniscient, because God is omnipotent, because God is omnipresent, to raise the boy back up and bring him back to life, and they can walk down the mountain again, having seen spiritually that God would provide. So Isaac asked his daddy, where is the burnt offering? Verse 8, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. In other words, Abraham and Isaac had a relationship where the father had trust in the son, and the son had trust in the father. And they both trusted God to provide. Have I got a witness? That's why it's so important for children and parents to come together around the word of God and learn from their parents about trusting in God and trusting in the Lord. And when you as a parent have a trust in God and you portray that to your children and they become able to trust in God, amen, it brings unity to the family, amen, because we realize that we're trusting in a higher power, a higher authority, an omniscient God, an omnipresent God, an omnipotent God. When you begin to tell your children, amen, about this God, amen, that brought you from a mighty long way, when you begin to start talking about the things that he have done through your family and your grandparents and your parents' family, when you begin to start understanding that it was God that kept us together, that it is God that continues to give us a new mercy, it is God that after a while, even though we've gone through some storms and gone through some ups and downs and gone through some challenges, when the father talks to the son and the son talks to the father, they understand that there is a God that will bring you through, that there is a God that will bring you out. And after a while, when you've gone through some rough times and some testing and some trials, that God is the one that will continue to provide. And so as they went together in verse 9, it says, and they came to a place which God had told of him, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, I don't know about you, amen, but I can only imagine what Abraham and Isaac were going through. trusting in God with their spiritual eyes, because any of you and me in our human natural eyes wouldn't be able to see the outcome of this act that God had asked him to do. But aren't you glad today that God has given some spiritual eyesight, some spiritual eyesight that will let us know that we can look back over our lives and see that God has been true to his word. And when you look back over your life and see that God has brought you through time and time again, after a while you begin to say, God, I might not be able to understand it with my spiritual eye, my physical eyes right now, but I know that even in this difficult time, somebody ought to say amen. See, some of you had some difficult days all through your life, and you realize that after a while, God brought you through. I'm here to tell you, in the midst of the trials and tribulations in my life and my family's life, it might have seemed like it took forever, but sooner or later, after a while, God brought us through. Somebody said earlier that weeping may endure for a night, but after a while, come on now, after a while, the joy is going to come in the morning. So I can only imagine Abraham and Isaac having to put on their spiritual eyesight, having to get past the physical things that they were going through, having to get past the doubt and the anxiety and the fear that they would be in a situation where they would no longer see each other alive, but they would be in a situation that after a while, spiritually, God would deliver them from even this situation. After a while, God would allow you to see what he sees. After a while, when you turn your will over to God's will, when you're walking in the will of God, when you have on your spiritual eyesight, you can trust God with your very life. I'm here to tell you, it must have not been easy. The road hasn't been easy. The road has been tough. The road has been rough. There's been some challenges. There's been some difficult times. There's been some disappointment. But after a while, after a while, after a while, the midnight will turn into morning joy. And so here we go. In verse 10, Abraham, in his spiritual eyesight, after he laid Isaac on the woodpile, in verse 10 it says, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. In other words, he had a vision down at the bottom of the hill, and he understood that he would give his only begotten son. But if his only begotten son would die, he had the vision, come on now, that God would raise him from the dead, and that he would bring him back to life, and he and his son would go back down to the mountain. I don't know about you, but I'm glad today that God wouldn't ask us to do anything that he would not do. If you fast forward 42 generations, there was a man by the name Jesus. Have I gotten witness? The record says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. In other words, God gave his son that he would die on Calvary's cross, that he would be a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Aren't you glad today that God has spiritual vision, that he understood that if his son Jesus died for the sins of the world, that he would pay a price that we couldn't pay, that he would satisfy sin justice, that he would satisfy the penalty of death, that he would be able to have victory over death and the grave. Aren't you glad today that even when Jesus went to Calvary's cross, that there was not a ram in the bush, but he was the ram. He was the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. And so as we go back to see Abraham and his son, the angel came out and called him out in heaven and said, Abraham, and he said, here am I. He said, lay down thy hand, don't lay a hand upon the lad. Do not anything upon him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. Aren't you glad today that after a while, Abraham knew that God would provide a way? And so in verse 13, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld a ram caught in the thicket by his horns, and he took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Aren't you glad today that God, after a while, will provide a way out of no way? And so when you look at verse 14, as I get ready to close, he said, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Aren't you glad that you can see God? Aren't you glad that after a while, when your spiritual eyes tell the physical eyes that it's going to be all right, after a while, the spiritual eyes will see the will of God and allow you to wait on the Lord? And I'm here to tell you that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. Church, I know it's been a long pandemic. I know it's been some trials and tribulations. I know we've gone through some physical and spiritual trials. But after a while, I said, after a while, God, the omnipotent Father, God, the omniscient Father, God, the omnipresent Father, will make things all right. Aren't you glad today that when God sent his only begotten son, I'm talking about Jehovah Jireh. Why do we need Jehovah Jireh to send his only begotten son? Because we were fallen and deep in sin. The songwriter said we were deeply stained within, leaking, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, I'm talking about Jehovah Jireh, heard our prevailing cry and from the water lifted us. And now safe, just like Isaac, and safe and mine. You say, well, brother preacher, I've been through some storm, and I've been through some rain, and I've been through some valleys, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So I need a little more Jesus to help my spiritual eyes. I need a boost from God. But I'm here to tell you, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, God will, I said, God will, God will, I said, God will direct your path. Aren't you glad today that even though you've been through the storm, even though you've been through the fire, after a while, God came about and seen about his child. After a while, God turn the situation around. After a while, God made a way out of no way. And yeah, great God from Zion, after Jesus took his last breath, they put him in a borrowed tomb. The record said he stayed there Friday, all day Saturday, but early, just like Abraham got up early and went 3 days' journey, early on the third day. After a while, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, but after a while, early on Sunday morning, God stepped in as Jehovah Jireh. He got up. He got up. God got up with all power in his hand. After a while, the sin that we committed, the slate was wiped clean. After a while, the spirit was renewed in us. After a while, God wiped the sin away. God will wipe the tears away. And after a while, when this life is over, after a while, when this world can no longer afford us a home, after a while, when we can no longer have a home in this world, the record said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. When Jesus cracks the sky and calls us from labor to reward, when our spiritual eyesight will reign supreme, when we won't have to worry about this old eyesight in this physical body, but our spiritual eyesight will be able to be with the Lord, be able to be with him, be able to worship and praise him throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. But we won't have to worry about the trials and the tribulations of this world. Somebody say, I know that's right. We won't have to worry about sickness and disease of this world. But we'll be delivered with a new body. The record says we'll have a new building not made by hands. But after a while, we'll have a building eternal in the heavens, where our spiritual eyesight will be able to behold him as he is, to be able to behold him, amen, and worship him and love him and be with him throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. After a while. So we encourage you today to keep studying the word, keep trusting in God, keep being obedient to him, that as you go through these trials and these tribulations, that your spiritual eyesight will kick in, that you'll be able to understand it better by and by. Songwriter said, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered at home, we'll tell the story how we overcome. And we'll understand it better after a while, by and by. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. After a while, church, oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better, and we'll understand it better, and we'll understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. After a while, it's going to be all right. And Job declared, the wicked will cease from troubling, and our weary soul will be at rest, because we serve a Father that is omniscient and knows everything. Amen. And omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent, that he has all the power. Amen. So when our spiritual eyesight focuses in on those three things, amen, whatever the test, whatever the trial, we'll be able to make it through. We'll be able to hold on, amen, to wait for after a while to know that God is going to deliver us and bless us just like he said he would. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged today. Call somebody, encourage them. Amen. So you're going through, brother, you're going through, sister, but after a while, God, amen, is going to deliver you. Amen. Keep those spiritual glasses on. Amen. Keep them tuned in, tuned up. Amen. Make it automatic, like those ones that change automatically when the physical eyes can't take it. Amen. Put those spiritual glasses on. Amen. And let them switch over. Amen. Say, God, I can see. Amen. I might not see in my physical, but I can see in my spiritual. Did you already work this thing out? Now, after a while, yeah, it's going to work out for my good. God bless you today. Pray that heaven will ever continue to smile on you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God. And thank you for another privilege, another opportunity, oh God, to be able to experience your Holy Spirit. And God, we pray that you would allow us to see clear and clear spiritually, God, that we will recognize that after a while, after we've gone through the test, after we've gone through the storm, amen, that you'll work it out for our good and that it will be done to your glory because you are omnipotent, you are omnipresent, that you are omniscient, and you are truly Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together, Amen, Amen, Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you on next Sunday. God bless.